It's that time again. Nope, I'm not talking about the holidays. I'm talking about health insurance open enrollment. Maybe not as warm and fuzzy. Tomorrow is the first day to sign up for a new health plan or to renew the plan that you already have. Last year, more than 1 million people in Washington state signed up for health insurance through the Washington Health Plan Finder website. But some of you told us the process was not always smooth sailing. KUOW's healthcare reporter Ruby DeLunas back again to explain what's going to be different this time around. Hi, Ruby.
Hi, Marcy.
I'm curious what the State Health Exchange has done to prevent what happened last year from recurring.
Well, Marcy, I spoke with the agency's Michael Marchand, and he said they'll be ready. They'll be ready for the volume of people coming through the website. The call center will have about 500 representatives to help people with questions or problems they may encounter. And that's one thing they didn't do last year. They probably didn't anticipate the kind of volume that they would encounter. The other thing that they've done is created a new system to triage and to track complaints. And this system would be able to give customers a status update on their complaints and when it might be resolved.
Well, speaking of complaints, you mentioned it, not me. Last year, there were thousands of accounts that had billing or invoice problems. Did they ever resolve those?
Well, mostly. There are still some outstanding accounts that haven't been resolved. But Marchand says he's hopeful because last week, the agency installed a systems update, and he hopes that will help.
So those are the systems corrections. What else can consumers expect to find this year?
Well, there are more health plans for people to choose. A total of 90 plans in the individual market. Also, this is the first year the exchange is offering plans for small businesses statewide. And by small business, that means businesses that employ 50 people or less. Next year, that definition will mean 100 people or less. Also, let's talk quickly about penalties. Penalties will go up this year to $325 per person or 2% of adjusted household income, whichever is higher.
Hey, Ruby, I've got one last question. If you signed up for a health care plan last year through that healthplanfinder.gov website, do you need to go back and renew? Does
yes.
it automatically?
That's true. You need to renew it. And they also, Marchand also advises to kind of look again before you renew or do anything. Do your research. Find out if your doctor is in that network of providers. And just look closely to not just at the premium, the cost of the premium, the monthly premiums, but also what's the deductible, what are the co-pays, co-insurances.
Because those might have changed.
Those might have changed. So it's always good to just double check before you hit renew.
Thanks, Ruby.
All right.
KUOW healthcare reporter Ruby DeLuna, open enrollment for healthcare insurance starts tomorrow. And for you procrastinators, the last day to renew, February 15th.